Hello and welcome to the 24th episode in the second season from the Hijinx TV podcast. It is I am he is we, and together we are the host of Hijinx TV. I am your friendly local neighborhood Dick Nuppa, here to bring you another entertaining podcast full of entertainment, sprinkled with some surprises throughout. We've got an amazing podcast lined up for you guys, but before we get into it, I've got another special announcement. We've jumped from 7.6 all the way up to over 7.8 thousand plays since the release of the last podcast. That's over 200 plays with just the release of the last podcast in just the last few days. Over 200 plays. I'm pretty sure it's going to break 7.9 by the time I actually release this podcast. But for right now, we've broken 7.8 thousand plays. On top of that, this was a totally not even expected. All right, so I was thinking about this earlier today. The last podcast, we had Badman bring in a character from Russia. And after the release of that episode, we have entered our 16th fucking country. Привет to everybody over in Russia. Oh my god, 16 fucking countries. We have more than tripled our original goal of getting into 5 different countries with the world tour season. And oh my god, 16 countries. There's only 4 more countries until we hit that 20 country deadline. Unfortunately, the next episode is going to be the season 2 finale. So, without further ado, let's get into this one. Sit back, relax, and away we go! Holy fucking shit! Where the fuck? What the fuck? Why am I still fucking here?
Well, Dick, I told Vlad here that, you know, if you started to get all jumpy, then to restrain you. And, well, you got really jumpy, so, he kind of knocked you in the head. And knocked you out. You're okay, though. Alright, you're not dead. Nobody's dead. We're all still alive. So just don't freak out.
Dude, I'm not... Why the fuck did he fucking hit me? Why did you fucking hit me? Is he going to fucking answer me? Is he going to fucking stare at me?
Do you really want him to hit you again?
Hey, you know what? He caught me off fucking guard. First off, alright? I was trying to walk away and go home, and then I wake up on the fucking ground. So, first off, alright? He caught me off goddamn guard, bad man. Alright? Why won't he fucking talk?
Vlad's a mute. We got this telepathy thing, though. So, you know, he talks to me through the brain waves, and I understand what he says, and then I reiterate, you know, what he says. And that's why he's, you know, we're best friends. Alright? Because I'm the only one. He's tried it with, like, 3 other people, and they all died. Okay? Alright. So, just calm down. Alright. We're gonna get through this.
Get through fucking what?
The next 10 minutes.
Next 10 minutes of what?
Well, Dick, things are about to get a little weird. Vlad, will you open up my bag, please?
What the fuck? So this last podcast, I had mentioned in a segment that as of Sunday, did I just say Sunday? Oh my God. All right. As of this last Sunday, TikTok was going to be restricted from the United States. Here it is, Tuesday. Okay, Tuesday the 22nd. So this was supposed to happen Sunday the 20th. That's why I said Sunday. I meant to say Sunday the 20th. On Sunday the 20th, TikTok was supposed to be restricted. Here it is Tuesday the 22nd, and I can still find TikTok on my Google store. I read the article. It said that people who already had TikTok, you could still continue to use TikTok. But if you did not already have it, then as of midnight, either Sunday the 20th or Monday the 21st at midnight, it was going to be gone from the store. Well, it's 9:40 p.m. on Tuesday the 22nd, and I just checked my Google Play Store, and it's still there. But that's not exactly what this segment's about. This segment is about promoting the new Hijinks TV TikTok. No, I'm just joking. We might. If I do well, I'll announce that. Maybe for season 3, we'll start doing TikToks for the podcast. Anyway, this is not about that. This is about something that I mentioned in that segment about applications, having access to your phones and stuff. And for those who might still not 100% believe this and not know exactly what's going on, when you download an app, any app onto your phone, it asks for permission to do certain things, like access your contacts, access your camera, access your microphone, access your calls. Yeah, it can access your calls. All right, Facebook has access to all of these things. That is why when you're sitting around talking about something and your phone is on or even nearby you, because when your phone's off, it's not actually off unless you take the battery out of the phone. It's still in a low power standby state until you power it back on. Facebook is still running even when your phone is off. I'm doing air quotes. Anything that you say around your phone, any sort of conversations you have around your phone, Facebook is listening, and then it is making ads specified to what you've been talking about. That's why a lot of times when, like, I've been recording my live songs and stuff for the podcast, I'll go on YouTube and bam, there will be covers of all the fucking songs that I've been playing. And it's not surprising, nor is it shocking anymore to me after I've read all the user agreements and shit, when you have to agree on all of this stuff. And here's another thing, a lot of people don't read stuff, they just click agree, come on, let me use the app, I don't care, let me fucking use it. South Park did a really funny parody of when the iPhone was coming out and the agreement, and they had used the human centipede, and Kyle got trapped into being part of the human centipad. And it was a new iPad. And it was funny as fuck, disgusting as fuck. But anyway, it was a really good message there to really read everything that you are signing up for when you download any fucking thing. Read it. It doesn't matter if you feel like it's going to take you too long to read the user agreement, then don't use the app. If you're concerned about any sort of privacy, because once you've downloaded the app, you've given away all sort of your privacy. Now these people online are listening to you at all fucking times of the day and night. They're watching you at all times of the day and night. They're tracking you of all times of the day and night. This might sound like a conspiracy, and a few years ago this might have sounded crazy, but this is the truth. Think about what you have in your hand right now. Do you have, or in your pocket, or in your car, or wherever on a charger? Do you have a smartphone? And does that smartphone not have TikTok on it, or Facebook on it, or Twitter on it, or Reddit on it, or Tumblr on it, or Facebook Messenger on it, or YouTube on it, or Hulu, or Netflix, or any of these fucking other apps? Have you read all the user agreements? Because you can still do it. You can still go back and read all the user agreements. And you can see what you've all signed away. And then it won't seem like a conspiracy anymore. You'll go, oh, shit. Okay. Well, this is understandable. I accepted and agreed to this. It's not as crazy as you think it sounds sometimes. So, if you have any sort of question about what sort of access an application has to your smart device, even if you're not using a phone, I used to use an iPod. I had an iPod, I just used Wi-Fi. Anytime I was around Wi-Fi, I download some apps that I could use for a cell phone. You can download texting and calling apps. You don't even have to use your real number. You can prank call people all the fucking time if you just download these apps and just get a different phone number. Anyway, this has gone on a little too long. I'm a little too stoned. That's a little okay. All right. Well, this is going to be another kind of touchy subject. Okay, touchy subject. You guys should know by now that I don't shy away from the hard topics and getting into what is actually going on. What have I been saying this entire time? It's not hard to educate yourselves. Alright, so, now, my recollection with the chain of events of things, okay, the way it has happened, the way I saw it happen, portrayed by the media anyway, was George Floyd. And then right after George Floyd was murdered, people started taking attention away from George and calling for justice for Breonna Taylor. That's the way I remember it. What actually happened was Breonna Taylor was murdered, killed, whatever you want to call it, had her life taken back in March, on March 13th, 2020. I didn't hear about it until just a couple months ago. First off, why? Why did it take so fucking long for the news of Breonna Taylor to come about and to be more publicized? And why did it take so long for them to start calling for justice for her? If I remember correctly, the police in George Floyd's case were charged within the week of him being murdered. Within the week of him being murdered. Breonna Taylor, it's taken over 6 months. Now, her family has since gotten a $12 million settlement. This morning, on Wednesday, September 23rd, one officer was charged with 3 counts, and the other two were not charged yet. Now, what I'm going to get into here is going to... I've looked further into what happened in this case. And yes, it is a tragedy that she lost her life. It's very fucking weird, the circumstances of this case, however, because, okay, the residence was being investigated for, there's my Pokemon Go Ranger. The residence was being investigated for possible drug trafficking, okay? That's what they were executing, a no-knock warrant. Alright, in case you don't know how the whole warrant thing works, excuse me, somebody needs enough evidence against somebody else to get a judge to sign off on a warrant. In the case of a no-knock warrant, okay, if the suspect might pose a possible threat or danger to the surrounding community or to the residents of the residency, the people who live there, okay? Or if they pose a high flee risk, like if they are going to run, if the cops knock on the door, do a knock warrant. So they ask for a no-knock warrant so they can enter the premise without knocking. Okay, when they enter the premise, though, they don't just enter and just go in quietly. They bust the door, they yell, "Police! Everybody on the ground, don't move." Okay, so when they executed the no-knock warrant, somehow, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend got up out of bed, grabbed his gun, got away from the bed, and then fired around. Now, he claims that he heard a noise and just fired his gun. No, he didn't. There's no possible way that Breonna Taylor got shot 8 times and lost her life. If they were both in bed, he fired his gun and they all hit her. He didn't go to the hospital for any gunshot wounds. He didn't suffer any lifelong bodily injuries. Don't you see that this has a little bit of odd feeling to it? I mean, I'm not saying the police aren't in the wrong, and technically they're not really. The police had a shot fired, so they fired back. When police hear shots fired, it's in their job description, they can return fire to protect their lives. That's what they were doing, because this man jumped up. He apparently heard a noise. He was such an outstanding citizen that he had no fear or no reason to fear for his life. Yet he had a gun and heard a noise and jumped up and shot. That kind of shows that he had a little bit of fear of his life. Like, he has been doing something he should not have been doing. So I'm feeling like maybe the no-knock warrant was valid and that there was some shit going on. But because of the color of the skin, we're not going to get what actually was going on. Now it's all on the police officers. And you don't see how that's racist? I mean, if you look into the whole story, a woman lost her life that should not have lost her life. But who are we actually going to blame? Should it be the cops? Or should it be her boyfriend that put her into the situation that ended in losing her life?
And to whom that may concern.
Hey, Batman, what are you...
Oh, Jesus Christ, Dick. Oh, my God, you scared me. I was thinking. Don't sneak up on me when I'm thinking.
How the fuck am I supposed to know when you're thinking, Radman?
Well, Wiggins, you just should just know, Dick. God damn. Oh, my God. I scribbled you out. Okay, I gotta restart this letter. God damn it, Dick. All right.
Why are you writing like that, Batman?
Writing like what?
Writing like you're writing weird.
What? Am I not left-handed?
You're right.
Okay, thanks. Okay, then let me write my letter.
No, Batman, you're right.
I fucking know, Dick. Jesus, thanks for telling me I'm right. Are you gonna give me a goddamn gold star? Or are you just gonna keep telling me that I'm right?
No, Batman, you're not left, you're right.
I know I haven't left yet. I'm sitting right in front of you, Dick. Okay? Do you really think that I'm that dumb? I mean, I know I'm no rocket surgeon, but do you really think that I'm that dumb? Come on, Dick.
Batman, calm down. I don't mean you left, and I don't mean that you are right, okay? I mean you are not left-handed, you are right-handed. That is why why I'm asking you why you're writing weird, why it looks like you're writing weird, because you are right-handed, so you should be writing with your right hand, not your left hand. Okay?
What do you mean I'm right-handed?
Your other hand. Bad man. Try... switch the pen.
Okay.
Alright, now try to write something.
Okay, whoa. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, look, you can actually read that, huh?
But don't start making fun of me, bad man.
What?
What?
You just called me bad man.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you fucking just called me bad man. What? Have I broken your brain by correcting your hands?
Shut up, dick! Jesus Christ, get out of here!
This is my fucking house!
I'm going home! God damn you, dick!
Alright, well, that is going to wrap up the 24th podcast in the second season of the Hijinks TV podcast. This has been so much fun. This has been a roller coaster of a fucking season. I'm going to be 100% honest. I didn't know if I was going to finish this season out. Partway through season 2, I lost my Anchor sponsorship. That's right. The Anchor sponsorship caps out at $15 a month. And since I was breaking $15 a month, they canceled my sponsorship, and I was going to quit. I was going to give up. But seeing that everybody kept listening, seeing that we jumped from 4 different countries into now we're in 16 different countries, and guess what, you guys? We have broke 7,900 plays. That is right. 7.9. We're almost up to 8,000 plays, which is just 2,000 short plays away from our first major goal of 10,000 plays. And oh my God, it couldn't not have been done without you guys listening, sharing, inviting your friends to listen and share. And I am beside myself right now with emotions. And you guys have made this podcast a fucking award nominated. I haven't told you guys this yet, but we have been nominated for 3 fucking podcast awards in this season. Oh my God, the next episode is going to be the season 2 finale. You guys are not going to want to miss the season 2 finale. It's going to be action-packed, it is going to be star-studded, and it is going to be fantabulous. Alright, well, thank you guys so much. Remember to head on over to Instagram, follow at @HIGHJYNXTV_podcast. Drop us a DM to get entered into the Season 3 giveaway. If you have not entered into the Season 3 giveaway by the time that we launch the Season 2 finale bonus episode, episode 26, I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to get in for the special giveaway. You're going to have ways to win during Season 3, but you got to hurry up. We have over 100 entries already, which means that not everybody is going to be winning the super special giveaway. But that is all right. Everybody who has entered in already is going to be winning something during season 3. All right. Well, I ain't got much else for you guys. That's it. We'll see you guys next time. And remember to invite all your friends.